Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Wanted to use this tonight, since during Chanukah, to use the opportunity to speak about Hilchos Chanukah. a little break from our Ribbis program. You know, we do have the Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Megillah that Moshe Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, that Shiudarshim Hilchos Olomdim Sholim Bedarshim Hilchos Each Moed Hilchos Pesach by Pesach, Hatzeres by Tzeres, Chag by Chag. So this doesn't mention Chanukah there, but Indian to learn the halachas and Nogea. So I want to talk about one specific topic mainly, and that is we know there's a din that, as by many mitzvahs, when before a person does a mitzvah, when it's already the zman of the mitzvah or samuch, it's nearing the Zman of the Mitzvah, within, say, a half hour of the Zman of the Mitzvah. So one is not supposed to engage in other activities that may cause him to never do the Mitzvah, or perhaps even just to delay performing the Mitzvah. And amongst those activities are eating. One is not supposed to eat a Suda Kavua when it's within a half hour of the Zman. For example, let's say on Sukkot, Lulav and Esrog, even if you, normally we do it during davening, and you can't eat before davening anyway, but let's say, a person was did not have Lulav and Esrog by davening, and he's going to take Lulav and Esrog later, so he's not supposed to eat, can't come home, you know, he's a Lulav and Esrog at home, come home and say, you know, first let me, it's Chol HaMoed, I want to have a nice suda. No, you can't do that, you have a mitzvah to perform, so you mechuyev to perform the mitzvah before embarking on eating a su'udah. And same thing by Megillah. We find that by Megillah's Esther, we find that halacha not to eat before the Megillah. And there, sometimes it's even becomes a shaila when you have people that can't hear the Megillah right away at the end of at the beginning of the night, typically, except when it's a nidcha. Typically, except when the tainus is muktam, the Kriyas HaMegillah Purim night in places outside of Yerushalayim and the like, in non-walled cities, it's right after the fast. So we're fasting Tainus Esther, and then, so people that go right away to the first minyan and shul and hear the Megillah, it's one thing, but what about women who are also chayiv in the Megillah just as much as men, or others who can't go to shul and they're waiting to hear the Megillah later, someone's going to come to their house, or they're going to go somewhere else, but they're not going to the minyan for Maariv. They can hear Megillah later, and they've been fasting, and it's difficult for them. So so then there's a discussion about perhaps allowing te'ima. Is te'ima okay? Well, maybe we'll get to that afterwards. It happens to be by Megillah specifically. There's an emphasis to try not to even ask for te'ima if possible, avoid te'ima if possible, based on the Truma Sedeshin. Some say specifically by Megillah, either because Megillah, since the Zman is the whole night, the person might just say, oh, I have plenty of time, and push it off and never get to it. Or another explanation is simply because the mitzvah of Megillah is so chashuv because of the presume nisa of Megillah.
And if a person appoints a shemer, let's say I told my wife, please, remind me to go hear the Megillah, or remind me to go pray minhag.
Right, so we're getting to the idea of shomer. That's part of what we can talk about. Shomer works without commenting on the specific cases you gave. You might, but a shomer does work, yes. But as you're saying, but Megillah, there's a specific emphasis even of if possible to avoid even te'ima. Mice, if it's not possible, they matter, especially for people who have been fasting and can't hear the Megillah right away. Okay, so we find this by Ner Chanukah also. By Ner Chanukah as well, it's brought that one's not supposed to begin eating, or it's not just eating, one's not supposed to do malacha, begin doing malacha when it's the half hour within the Zman, or even learning. If a person wasn't learning till then, he's not supposed to sit down and start learning within a half hour of the, at least at the Zman. Learning, it says, it can be makel within the half hour. But certainly when it comes to the Zman itself, he's supposed to do the mitzvah right away and not say, you know what, I think I'm going to first do my daf yomi or whatever it is. I want to learn a seder and I'll be more spiritual and be more, into the cheshik for the mitzvah. That's a good thing, but you got to take care of that earlier. Don't wait for this man hamitzvah to do that. You know, make those preparations earlier so that you can do the mitzvah at the beginning of this man. So you're not. So again, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you're not supposed to eat. or do malacha, or even learn when it's the zman of the mitzvah, and as we said, for most things, even chatzi shah before. So the question is, however, as was mentioned, the concept of the shomer does work. If you set up a shomer to remind you, a shomer who's not osuk and other things, who will himself be available to remind you, then yes, then that does work. Or even
an alarm in the cell phone.
Yes, that's what I say. It could be even something, it doesn't have to be a human being necessarily. It could be something like an alarm, something that will, as long as you know that you'll know what the alarm is about, you won't say, what's that all about, and just, flip it off. You know what the alarm is about, and you respond to it and go do the mitzvah when the alarm goes off. So yes, that does work. So the question that's discussed in a number of the svarim is, what about if a person who's not lighting themselves, because they're being yotzi with somebody else? For example, the average situation of a household where there's a couple. Now, even though the minig in Ashkenazic mishpachos, the minig is that it not just the Baal HaBus lights, and if he has children who are chayv b'mitzvahs living at home, they also light. It's a famous machlokas Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, when it says that mitzvahs Chanukah ner yishu beiso, v'mahadrin is ner l'chalecha ve'echad, v'mahadrin and mahadrin is machlokas b'shami of Hillel, but we pass it by Hillel, that is most of the holich. So does that mean, like the Shita of the Rambam, does that mean that you could do both, meaning you light if you want to do mahadrin and mahadrin, so you light not just one person in the house of lights, but each person has the lights, and he does mahadrin, he lights another nair for each night, so that if you have two children in the house, I'm using the word children generically in a minute before saying boys or girls, so we can get to, but if you have two children in the house, so the Baal HaBus lights and each of his two children light, and they each light the first night one, the second night two, the third night three, they just have to keep the menorah separate so that you could tell that how many, otherwise if you just, they just light, let's say the second night, three people lighting, and they're each lighting two candles, so there's six candles, so how do you know it's the second night and three people? Maybe it's the sixth night and one person, or maybe it's the third night and two people, so you have to keep them there separate. But that's what we do. That's, we follow that sheet that we light, each one lights, and in Bnei Bayis. The minhag of Bnei Sfarad is like the Shitas Tosis, that no, Tosis says, when the Gemara says Mahadrin min Mahadrin, it's not going back on the Mahadrin. If you're doing like the Mahadrin of Ner L'Chalecha V'Echad, then you can't do Mahadrin min Mahadrin of lighting for each night, because you won't know. You won't be able to tell how many people, how many nights. So Mahadrin Mahadrin is going on the Ner Ishu Beiso, but Mahadrin Mahadrin, they light, they still have only one person light, but he lights an additional candle per night. And that's what happens in that's the Pesach of the Mechaber, that's what Bnei Sfarad do. They have only one person in the household light. But Ashkenazim, everybody lights. Each person lights, typically. But even so, that doesn't mean, in most houses, it doesn't mean that both the husband and the wife light. Because there, it's the wife and husband are considered like one unit, ishto kagufo, ki'il, the one, it's like almost like a higher level than just shlichus, to consider one. So the husband lights and the wife doesn't light. He lights for her. Excuse me, as long as they're both, they're both home. So he lights and for both two of them. So then when it comes to the children, so here in some households, all the children will light, boys and girls. In other households, the girls won't light, or at least when they're little, when they're very little and they make menorahs in school and this and that, then they'll light. But once they get a little bit older, certainly when they get to Bas Mitzvah, they don't light anymore. The idea being that eventually, two ideas. First of all, eventually they're Bezrat Hashem going to get married, and then they won't have to light. So like, there's no inyan for them to necessarily practice the mitzvah or be involved in the mitzvah, because it's just a temporary status. And in fact, Bizman Chazal, it was very temporary, if at all, that a girl would be bas mitzvah and not married. Maybe for a short period of time, but not for very long. So even though nowadays there are a number of years typically between bas mitzvah and marriage, but nevertheless, that's one reason they don't light. And another reason, based on the Chassam Sofer, who says that since the Ikar mitzvah, originally at least, was to light outdoors, and for a woman, it's we say kol kvud bas melech pnima. It's not derech tznius for a woman to go outside, especially lighting Hanukkah candles. The whole idea is to attract people's attention, not necessarily to the Maisa halakha, but lemaisa, you're lighting and you're trying to attract people's attention towards the neiros, the pitsuminisa. So for a woman to go outside and light and attract people's attention is not and therefore, it's even though now we light inside, but that's another reason why in many places women, even girls who are not yet married and living at home, will not light. So it'll come out that only the father and the male children will light. And as I said, there are many households where the girls do light. As long as they're single, living at home, they will light as part of the din of Ner Lecha Lecha Vecha. Okay, but so let's go back to the husband and wife. Typically, husband and wife, only one will light. Now, so the shaila is, assuming the husband's going to be lighting, is the wife restricted? Does she have these restrictions against not eating and not doing malacha before the Zman Hadlaka? Do we say that she's chayiv in the mitzvah just as much as he is, which is true, and she's fulfilling the mitzvah through his hadlaka? So before his hadlaka is done, she's not supposed to eat, she's not supposed to do malacha, or perhaps it's different. And then really, before we even discuss that, we could discuss, well, what about by any case of a shleach? Let's say a person is not going to be able to light himself. And here I want to point out what I think is very important halacha. There are many halachas about achsanoi, about a person who's not home during Chanukah or any one of the, some of the nights of Chanukah, and he's lighting candles. His opportunity to light candles would be in somebody else's house or in some other place. Does he light? Does he yosef with the balabas, etc.? So can he light? Where can he light? Because bipshuta, the mitzvah has to be done in your bias, or if it's not your permanent bias, at least some other residence that is temporarily serving as your bias. You can't light out on the street, and you can't even go to your friend's house. The mashal Mishnah Berurah says it's based on the Taz and other chronim. If you're living here in town and you're home, you're not just living in town, you're home. But you're going to somebody else's house for a meal or for a Hanukkah masiba, whatever it is, and you're there, it's Zman Hadlaka. So you say, well, it's time to light. I'm not home, especially I want to be able to eat, so I'll just light here. I'm eating here now. But that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Even though we hold that be'etzem, when you have a choice, or you have this, there you have one place that you eat and one place that you sleep. So the Malkam Achila is more of the Iker. Malkam Achila is the choice place to eat, to light between the two of them. But that's only when they're both your Makomos. Let's say a person on a regular basis, he sleeps in one place and he eats elsewhere. He doesn't eat at home. He eats at a different home, a different location. So we say Malkam Achila is Iker if they're both his. They're both his permanent type of residence. But if he's just by somebody else's house for a party, and he's going home to sleep at night, then he's not considered part of that household, and he can't light over there.
And if he's not going to sleep in his house, let's say he's going to sleep in Shabbat in another place, that it's not walking distance from his house.
So if he's moving into that house for Shabbos, so then yes, then he can light there. He's eating and sleeping there. He's part of that household. No, that's his temporary residence. Yes, that's because he's staying there. He's staying there over Shabbos. He's staying there at least overnight or over Shabbos. That's different. But if he's just going there, as I said, for a meal and coming back home, he can't light. So what would he do in a situation like that? Let's say nobody's home. So if his wife is home, so she could light. He's somewhere else and it's difficult for him to come home whatever it is. So his wife could light in the house. But what happens if he's nobody's home? Or a situation that comes out frequently, a person is... say his wife is having a baby, and he go to the hospital before this Zman Hadlaka, and they're going to be there. He's going to be there all night. Even if she has the baby, he's staying there all night. So what does he do about Hadlaka's neiros? He can't light in the hospital. First of all, they won't even allow it with any real flame. It's not possible. And even if they would, it's questionable. Is that really his house? I mean, even if he's spending the night there, they're not exactly giving him luxurious accommodation. It's not a hotel, and he's only there because he's accompanying his wife and keeping her company or helping her out whether she's still in the delivery process or even afterward. But he's there to be of assistance and support and company to his wife. But he's not. It's not his bias by any definition. So what does he do about hadlaka? So in those cases, the best etzah, when a person is it doesn't have another makom, and it's still his house. This is his makom, but he can't be there to light. So to get a shaliach, get somebody to go into your house and light in your house. In the case of the people in the hospital, they should get someone if they can. They definitely should make an effort and work it out in advance. You know, make sure someone has their keys and whatever it is to light in the house. Now, you know, for the person that's their shaliach to light in his own house. For them, even a separate menorah is worthless. That's totally worthless, right? Because that's bechalal not there. They're not even there at all. So you can't just call up a friend and say, do me a favor, light an extra menorah because I can't light.
At the friend's house.
Right, at his own, right, at the shliach's own house. But if the shliach will go to their house and light, then that could be done.
So if the shliach lights in his house and then goes to the other house, it's beli beracha or win beracha?
You're asking all the... What? Bracha. Should make a bracha. You remember, you're hitting all... Should he make a bracha? Should the shliach make a bracha in the other person's house? You're hitting all the points. So the best thing is that the shliach should try to arrange it to light in his own house with a bracha, and then go and have in mind that I'm going there as well, and I'll do the hadlaka there based on my bracha, like you have. Where do you have a similar thing? Leil Pesach, actually Leil Erev Pesach. When Leil Bedikas Chametz, when a person is going to be bodek, if a person is going to be bodek more than one location, so he makes a bracha in the first location, and then he goes right away to the other place and he's bodek based on the same bracha. It's much better to do that because if for some reason he can't do that, if he can't make be yotze, let's say, for example, let's say he lit in his own house and finished, and then somebody calls him up later in the night and says, maybe you could do me a favor, we're in the hospital, and I'm not going to be able to leave. I see I'm not going to be home tonight, could you please go to my house and light? So when he made the bracha in his house, he had no idea, no notion at all that he's going to light in the other person's house, so his bracha doesn't cover that. So now, could he make a bracha in the other person's house? That's a very big discussion, it's a big shaila in the poskim. If the other person's there, for some reason, a person is home and he can't light, he's asking a shliach to light for him while he's home, then the brachas could, even if he can't make the brachas, the shliach could make the brachas in front of him. But when he's not there, it's a shaila with the shas anisim. It's not a simple question. So the best thing really is that the person should make the bracha in his own house and go straight over to the other person's house and do that. If that didn't come up, and like if it came up the situation, like I said, we only found that later, he would ask a shaila whether or not he should make a bracha. Okay, so now the question is, let's say a case like that where, let's say I did a case where I appointed a shliach to light in my house. And, leaving out the bracha complication for a minute, let's say the shliach is not lighting back-to-back in his own house. Maybe he's not lighting in his own house at all. Or maybe a case where I made a shliach who's going to light for me. I mean, you know, Reuven made a shliach who's going to light for him. Reuven's going to be home. But a shliach, for whatever reason, he's having a shliach light for him. So to avoid the bracha complication, is the shliach restricted from eating? Is the din going to be that the shliach can't eat a half hour before the zman? Or can't learn, or during this, when it's Hegiyas Man, or can't do Malacha, half hour before this man, or no? Is there no such din? Do we say, actually, it's not my mitzvah. I agreed to assist this person fulfill the mitzvah, but it's not my chiyav, it's his chiyav, so I should be able to eat, or do we say no? Do we say that if you undertook to do the mitzvahs, you took the achrayas, you took the responsibility to help him, that he should fulfill his mitzvah, so you can't eat? Which is it? That's the question, right? Two sides. So this shaila is discussed, I saw it brought, the number of Svarim bring down from the Nachlas Tzvi in Yoredei. The Nachlas Tzvi was written by the same author as the Pischei Tshuva. We have on the page in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Ibn Ezra and Choshen Mishpat, actually everywhere besides Aruch Chaim. We have Pischei Tshuva, which is a wonderful, phenomenal compilation of tshuvas of achronim, and sometimes rishonim as well, but primarily achronim who lived up to his time and earlier. Obviously, he doesn't quote any achronim who lived later than his time. So what I mean is the latest you get is around Chasam Sofer. In fact, in some places, the Chasam Sofer, when he ever brings, is always in brackets because he added that later. That Chuvas Chasam Sofer he didn't have them, they were available, maybe, but they weren't even published yet. Chasam Sofer's Chuvas, I believe, were all published after his Ptira. I don't think they were published in his lifetime. I think they were published after he was Nifter. So I think the Pesach Teshuva didn't even have them originally on, when he wrote some of his Chibur, he didn't even have some Sofer, it was added in later. But even the Chassam Sofer's son, the Ksav Sofer, I don't think you'll ever find a Ksav Sofer quoted in the Pesach Teshuva, or, you know, because that already was passed. Those Teshuvas weren't available yet, or weren't written or weren't printed yet. In any case, but the Pesach Teshuva is a widely used compilation of Teshuvas, but he's not just a Malachite. The Pesach Teshuva himself was a phenomenal, Goyin and Tam Chacham, and he was a Rav in Nishtat, and he also wrote a Be'er on the Shulchan Aruch called Nachlas Tzvi. Now, it's not nearly as extensive as the Pesach Teshuva, meaning to say, almost every piece he wrote is very, well, many of them are very detailed and very extensive, but they're unfortunately very few. We don't have very much Nachlas Tzvi. In some places a little bit heavier, but there's most places it's sparse. I don't know, it could be somebody didn't write more or it wasn't published, I don't know. But they're very lumbish and they're very probing, and very often he refers to it. When he Pesach Teshuva, he discusses certain Shabbos Pesach Teshuva, and he says, "Ayin Mashika Savti al Zeb Nachlas Tzvi," and then you look at the Nachlas Tzvi, and it's really phenomenal. He wrote basically his own Teshuva on the topic. So in Yeridea Hilchas Mila, Simin Reish Samach Beis, Sif Aleph. There's a Nachlas Tzvi. This is actually a fairly short one. But he's choker this shaila. He clears the shaila about first of all, can a father who has to do a mila for his son, about is it usher for him to eat before the mila? And he says, yeah, it's usher for him to eat before the mila. And even if he daven again, he daven shachas already, and the mila is a little bit later.
Oh, really?
But is not allowed to eat a su'uda, right?
A su'uda.
Oh. Now, eat light foods is a different story. Te'ima. Different story, but he can't sit down to breakfast or something like that before the meal up. But the question is, but let's say he's not the moel, like in many cases. If he appointed someone else to be the moel, then is he allowed to eat or not? I really phrased the shaila wrong before. That's what I said before is also shaila. But what I want to discuss now is not whether the shliach eat or not. We'll get to that after.
No.
First, can the person who made the shliach? That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. The person who's maman of the shliach, the person who appointed the shliach to light Hanukkah candles for him, could he memela eat? Because I discharged my responsibility in a sense. It wasn't done yet. The mitzvah wasn't done yet, but I gave it over to someone else who said yes, he'll take care of it. So that's the shaila. Because the balabaisi. So that's what the pesach the nachlas tzvi talks about, and he says if the father of the baby appointed a moel, then he says then yes, then the father could eat. The father is not restricted from eating before the bris. No, the father. So the father. Let's talk about the father. The father who appointed a moel, he's not going to do the mila himself. He appointed someone else who accepted the responsibility to do it, so the father can eat before the bris, because he's not the one that has to do. You know, he's not the one who's going to be doing the ma'aseh mila himself. Okay, so based on that, a number of the svarim want to say that Hu Adin by Ner Chanukah. This is brought, this is brought in Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer. It's brought, where did I see it elsewhere? One second, maybe in a number of the svarim bring this. Rav Shmuel Felder brings it in the Sefer. A number of the svarim bring this makar. And then there's one of the places is a tshuva. There's a tshuva from the Betzel HaChachma, Shal Shiv Betzel HaChachma, Chelik Dalid Simen Nun Ches, where he brings his Nachlas Tzvi as well. And so, as I said, so Nachlas Tzvi paskins that the father of the baby is allowed to eat. He was appointed him all, he's allowed to eat. So based on that, Shmuel Sefer, he paskins that the man who made a shliach to light candles for him is allowed to eat. The balabas is allowed to eat, even though the shliach didn't light yet. And that's also the same psak you find in the Sefer Ashrei Ho'ish, which is a compilation of Rav Elyash's psakim from different sources. He brings there as well that he's a Rav Elyash's psak as well. He's allowed to eat. Now, however, the Betzel HaChachma, he also says that based on this Nachlas Tzvi, it should come out that way. And that's really perhaps the Ikar Adin. But he says it's not the Minig. The Minig is not. Now he's talking about, though, the case of the wife. The case of the wife whose husband is lighting, for which is Lechara, very similar. Even though we mentioned before, there's a concept of Ishto Kagufo. But it's really also, it does work, but Torah Shlichus. The reason why, by here we don't say that she should light, so why should I have a shliach do it for me? I do it myself. We say ishto kagufo, only one has the light. But it is working, bitar shlichus, that one is being most the other. That's why they clear the shadow the other way. Let's say the husband is not going to be home on time. Normally he lights. He lights the candle, but he's not going to be home on time. He's at work, he's in the basement, whatever. He's not going to be home on time. And his wife is at home. Should he have her light, which would be shlichus for him, should he light the right at this man, at the best man, or should he light when he comes home? So that's the Shana Poskim, but they don on whether we say, is it better to light al yedei shlucha shaladim kamoso bizman, or is it better to say no, that mitzvah bo yosim b'shilucho, even if it's going to be later? So it's what I'm just bringing out, that it's working mitar shlichas, whether she lights for him or he lights for her, it does work mitar shlichas. This is mukach l'lash l'mishmur as well. It's working mitar shlichas. So if it's working mitar shlichas, so l'char should be the same shayla, that if the husband is the shliach for the wife to light, then she should be able to eat before, you know, before even before he lit. And this is what the Mitzel Chachma says, based on the Nachlas Tzvi. But he says, but it's not the minhag. The minhag is they don't eat. The minhag is the women don't eat before, you know, once it's this man, or chatzi shah before this man. The minhag is they don't eat. And therefore he says you should comply with this minhag, unless there's a tzarech, if there's some, compelling reason. I think in one place he uses the word tzarech tzas. It doesn't have to be the most, you know, compelling or urgent reason. But if there's a tzarech for her to eat before the mitzvah, she could. Because me'ikar adin, it's called shlichus, and she's allowed to eat before.
She has a responsibility like all the other Bnei Habayis to do the Maitzat Loka. It's just the Gradam, about there is the man, he's the man. Azer Tutus, he does it.
So
mainly La Mafreya, it's a Shlichus, but it could be Be'etzim, she might have a Chiyuv.
So, but are you saying, so then if she would call, but what am I saying? So according to what you're saying, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if she would call him up and if he says, I hereby be Mimana you, be my Shlichus. So is that going to change?
I think that's wrong because she still has the chiyuv. She can't be memano. And what if he doesn't do it? Oh.
But that's by any shliach. What if the mohel decides not to do the meal on your son?
No, I understand. No, I'm thinking. Because it's the same house.
And what are you saying?
Meaning, if it's the same house, memela she has the zel b'chiyuv as him. So it's no more. She wants to make him a shliach mamish. And then be able to, okay, maybe I hear. But there's a little bit of a chiluk because it's the same.
Yeah, okay.
So the lumdus has to jump.
Right, but I mean, if I make a shliach to do it to a meal on my son, or make a shliach, I'm certainly the...
I fush that.
Yeah, certainly my mitzvah, and they're just...
I fush that. Yeah. Okay. Maybe she would make taka shlichus. If she would make taka shlichus,
okay,
so also, by Mila, the reason you make a shliach is because you can't do it yourself. You're not necessarily a bar hochi.
Okay, so, but the maisa shlichas. I mean, if shlichas didn't work, you'd have to learn.
Right.
Or if there's nobody around, you know.
There could be a...
Just reminds me, I saw... And this is not saying anything lalacha here at this point. Just, you know, many people like to do the maaseh mila on their sons themselves, even if not trained moel. They have a trained moel who sets everything up and make, you know, with the shield, makes it safe, etc. And then they just do the maaseh chituch themselves, so they can do a mitzvah yosim b'shulucha. Many people do this. Some moelim won't allow it. They don't want to be responsible for it. If you want to do it yourself, because in the head, you take care of it, leave me out of it. But some moelim, many moelim will cooperate and they'll allow it, and they'll, you know, they'll set things up and they'll allow the father to do the meal. So in Rav Sternbach's Chuvas van Hagos, one place he brings that He was once one of a son was born to him, and I believe if I recall correctly, he went to the Brisker Rav to be mechabed him. He should come to be the sandik. And in the course of conversation, I think the Brisker Rav asked him who's going to be doing the milah. So he said he was going to be doing himself. Well, no, but he didn't explain. No, he's going to mitzvah b'yisim mishalucho. He's going to do it. So the Brisker Rav says, "Aha!" He says, "And when the boy grows up, and you're going to take off from everything else and sit and learn with him Talmud Torah throughout the day, because mitzvah b'yisim you're not going to send to cheder, not going to send to yeshiva, because mitzvah b'yisim mishalucho." He says, "No, you're going to send to yeshiva because the Rebbe is going to do a better job than you because you have other things you need to do, and the Rebbe's the one. So here to let them all take care of it. Put aside the mitzvah of Yisrael Shilucha. That's what he told them."
They, okay. What's his name? I know from them, his son, they were very makbid on the Milam. They wanted Milam that were well trained. If you would take. Yeah. He would make a big ASIC out of it. He wanted.
By Rav David,
he would make a big ASIC. By me, also. He's very upset. We took a mile out, friendship, whatever it was. A trained one, a good one.
Yeah.
But he remembered one time the baby was screaming by one of the prison, whatever. He was very upset. He said he's not going to not be signed because you're ready this, but L'chadchila. He would request that it would be one of the old Yerushalayim or trained Ma'ilim that they have a family, he was very strict about it.
Okay, very good.
He would still usually go to the Brisson, but he was strict. He would make it a big deal. You should have a trained Ma'ilim. You don't play around with something medical.
So Shmuel Sefer Kovitz Halachas, he paskins by both cases, by a regular shliach and by the case of a husband and wife, that the wife could the balabas who made the shliach could eat and the wife could eat before. And the notes that they bring Nachas Svi. Now he's mitzayin there to look at the halicha shlomo. So if you look at the halicha shlomo, you see Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the women should, that the lashon of the sefer is that the inyan of not eating before the hadlaka applies to women as well. Now, theoretically, you could have teach that to mean applies to women as well, if a woman who's lighting, that just if she's lighting, she can't eat before. But they clearly, I mean, the ones who put out the sefer, what they wrote, they clearly understand that they're speaking about even in the case where her husband's lighting, but applies to her, she shouldn't light. And they're mitzayin this betzel hachachma that the minig is not to for women, that even women don't eat before. Okay, but as I said, Shmuel Paskins that it is okay, and Reliasha Paskins it is okay. Let me just check that marmukah for a second. Okay, I don't see right now where it is, but it's definitely Ashrei Ish, right? Ashrei Ish Perek Lamed Gimel Sif Hei. He says that the woman who is her husband or her father is lighting for her is Muteres Ben Malacha. He's talking about Malacha there. He's talking about Malacha, but that whole Perek was talking about Malacha, so L'chor there'd be no difference by eating. And in Rafael the Sefer, he brings also from the Kovitz based Halevi, he also says that it is okay.
It doesn't mean it's this or Malacha, the minute Noshim don't do Malacha.
No, because then it goes on and say, but once the candles are lit, then she shouldn't do Malacha for half hour. It says, beforehand.
So you know it's Sheltz to the eating also, because that might be also the minute that they don't do Malacha, so someone cleared.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what that parak is talking about. That's why it talks about malacha. Right, I'm saying is the chares of so Rafelda seems to seem to go side a little bit with the B'sel Chachma's approach that it's that you typically shouldn't do it, but he's certainly masking me, and he says that if it's a tzarech tzas, then it is okay.
You have to do it in the zman of the mishaleach. If this mishaleach is sparty. He has to do the earlier
son. The mashaleach certainly should find the shliach who's going to do it when he holds.
When
he do it.
Yeah. You can't go. Let's say even a neighbor. He'll light by you by shkia or something like that.
So one person who himself doesn't like that early.
Yeah.
So Pasha, you should try to get someone. Yeah. But the Evid, you can light yourself by Shkia if you have to. So, but you can certainly. But best to get a shliach to do it at the right time. Okay. Now the Shazal. What about the other way? What about the shliach now? Which is the way I originally said it. What about the shliach himself? Is he allowed to eat, or is he restricted from eating too? So the Nachas Tzvi in one line clears this, and he says, something like Yesh Lestapek or Yesh Lodun, whether the shliach, whether the moel, is not allowed to eat before the bris. He just says it as a shaila, and I saw quoted that there's a Shuvas Maram Shik that based on that, based on Achaz Tzvi, says that he says usher, Bezasar, although the Nachasvi himself says it as a shaila, whether it's mutter or asur, in the and Rav Shmuel in his sefer leaves it as a shaila, the gabe getting the case in their Chanukah, whether the shliach is allowed to eat before. Again, the mishaleach, or the wife whose husband's lighting, he says definitely mutter. The shliach, who's not lighting his own candles, it's not a shaila of his own candles, only a shaila of the candles for this person, he leaves a, you know, tzarechin, or it's a shaila if he's allowed to eat, based on the Nachasvi's shaila. So there, the Betzel HaChachma has, he says for sure it's mutter. He says for sure it's mutter for the shliach to eat. He says, yeah, because he says we never find a restriction on the shliach, but it's only the person whose mitzvah it is. Now, at first he brings two rayas, which I think we could question. He has two tshuvas in this. First, Simon Nun Ches, then he goes back to the Simon Samach, all in Chelek Dalet. So it's Simon Nun Ches when he says that he mentions two cases. Just remind myself what they were.
Right,
but on the other hand, it is and it isn't, because he could simply say, he can call him and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to take care of it, and it's that, but he could, you know, back out. Okay, but Mustami doesn't do it, Pteris Nether. Mustami, most people wouldn't do it, you know.
If you pay him, let's say you tell him, I'm going to give you $50 for light the candle to a night. So that change the commitment?
I don't think so, because he just won't. If he doesn't do it, he won't earn his money. But
it's kind of like a shomer that you pay him to save something and then he lost it. And he has
but that's where he took a chray. If he never took it, he never took the object. And it took a chray, so he has to make a, you know, kinyan shmir on it. Otherwise, he's not a chray. Yeah, he accepted to do it, but he could, you know. I mean, of course, it's not the right thing to do, especially at the last minute, unless, you know, an onus happens or something like that. But theoretically, he could do that.
It's a drasha, it's not to eat before a mitzvah. It's a klalius that come along. It's not by every mitzvah.
Yeah. By davening, is it just a drasha by other mitzvahs?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think so.
It's a davar that's klali, so it's only mechayev on the guy. You can't schlep the chumra of not eating. It was like a lay namar.
Are we saying that the whole thing is like more minhag?
Not eating?
Yeah.
No, it's not me. Yeah, it's halacha. Yeah. So he brings two cases. The Betzelcha brings two cases. He says we find commonly people who are yotzei tkiyah shofar in shul, and then they're going to be blowing later in the day. They told, you know, they have a neighbor they can't go to shul, or maybe women, because women are chayv mamash ben adin, but they have a man, a neighbor who can't come. And he says it's very common. They'll go home first and eat their suda, and then they'll go over and blow shofar for other people. He says it's commonly done. They don't wait to you know, that they refrain from eating until they blow for anybody they agreed to blow for. Or by kriyas megillah, also kriyas megillah, person who's laning for other people, and thereby women are chayv. So that, but they don't wait to, you know, hear Megillah, and then they go and lane for the people and they go and say, no, they go home and eat first. They go home and eat, and then they do it.
After the first Megillah reading.
Right, after they were Yotze, even though they took upon themselves an achrayas to lane for somebody else. But that doesn't stop them from eating first. That's what he says. But Lachar, those are different. Those are both very different, I think. Because in those cases, the person who you're laning for, blowing for, he's still chayv. You're not doing the mitzvah for him. You can't. A person can't be mekayim tkiyah shofar yidei shaliach. Can't be mekayim tkiyah megillah. The mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar and to hear the megillah. He's just the balkari, the bal tukeya, is the one who's facilitating it for him. He's doing it for him. But the mitzvah remains completely my mitzvah, my achrayas. You just agreed to help me out with it. That's not to say here, by the case of Ner Chanukah, you're doing it, I'm not doing it. I can say, if you took achrayas, I can really be misalik myself from it, unless you call up and cancel. I can be misalik myself. Or by any other cases that we were talking about, by the Mila also. He took achrayas, I don't have to be there. Start with the Chavetz Chaim, right? With the Rav Chaim Vassman was learning in Radin by the Chavetz Chaim, and he tells, goes to Chavetz Chaim and he says, I'm going to be traveling back home, back to wherever, Ranovich, wherever. He says, my wife had a baby boy, and it was a bris. So the Chavetz Chaim says, are you a moel? Nishpon Zerador, right? Not that's a story from yesteryear that he wouldn't go home. But why do you have to go to the bris? Why do you have to travel away from yeshiva, travel out of town to go to the bris? Well, you're not the mother. Okay. So he didn't have to. He didn't have to be there. It's the mole Zacharias, just appoint the mole. But here it's not by Megillah, it's not the Balkari Zacharias, not the Balkari's din. It's my din. He's just helping me. Exactly. He's just blowing the shofar. I'm the one who's been kind of the missile.
That's what I wanted to say by the Isha. I was trying to say that.
Okay, but it's a little bit harder there because there she could go to, she could, you know.
Light herself.
No.
No, the other way.
No, but she also could make a shliach or make her husband and say, I'm mistalik. You take care of it, and the husband says, I'll take care of it. Thank you.
No, but it'll still be like a Kriyas Megillah klapei her because she needs the nair in her bias.
So,
that's what I was saying. She's still shy.
So that might be also. I still have to mom my son. What's it? So every mitzvah is that way.
What's the difference? Because
there, it's bechlal. He's not a shaliach to do like he said. He's not a shaliach to do the mitzvah for me. I can't. You can't be mekayem kriyas megillah de shaliach. He's creating the kriya that I'm listening to. He's like the sofer that wrote the megillah.
So the malabayas isn't creating the hadlaka that she's being.
No, he's doing it. He's doing the whole thing. She doesn't do anything. He's doing everything by the megillah. He's not doing everything. I'm doing it.
Oh, I see. So it's a din in the sheet of in the mitzvah. Since doesn't really have to be mishnah.
That mitzvah can be done in the shlichus. It's not a mitzvah shemagufa. The whole mitzvah can be done through shlichus. But by kriyas megillah and shofar, it's not. So I didn't really think those were rise. Later, he has another whole tshuva, and he definitely comes out that way that he also is no shaila as far as he's concerned. We never find such a thing that the shliach can't eat or can't do it. The only one who's limited is the shliach himself. That's what he says. Okay. I found this, by the way, it's a discrepancy between these clocks. The clock inside of this bench is 2 minutes faster than this clock. So, just to be aware. Okay. Right. Thank you very much for listening.
It's
just been good. Nice to see you. My pleasure.
A lot of fun.